Hello, once again, everybody out there who's listening to us, and welcome back for the penultimate time to your number one Metal Gear Solid fan podcast. Yes, that's right, the PitcherCast, as always. Joining me this week for this most spectacular of episodes, hopefully, from, let's go from the middle of my Skype list, from Australia, currently, but previously from the USA, it's Ralph Cardwell.
Howdy guys, how's it going?
From Wales and still in Wales, it's Ben. I can't remember your last name, don't tell me I'm going to remember
Naruto fan for life.
Dude. Ben Ford, that's it. Okay, say hello.
Hello, I'm Bonadar.
From Canada, and hopefully still in Canada.
Canada.
We're saying Canada.
Canada
sounds much better.
I'm going to move to Canada to dance naked.
Oh, that was about maybe 30 seconds into the actual talking part of the feature cast. I think that's
last
a new record.
One and the last one.
Anyway, from Canada, hopefully
record.
Still in Canada, as I said earlier. It's Patrick, sorry if I butcher your last name.
Savickas.
Pardon?
Savickas,
there we go.
Yes.
And down from Scotland, and I hope he's still in Scotland, it's Donald Bain, commonly known as Donny Bain.
Hi.
Returning for the,
For one of the few shows he ever does. One in 6 months.
That sounds about right. And also, the main reason I've kept on saying in here and still in here, it's Shoma Biro from Hungary, currently in Denmark.
Yes, thank you guys. I'm happy to be here and enjoy the show.
Indeed. And of course,
I'm being polite.
Yes, it's a real effort, you can tell. But let's see. And from Northern Ireland, and of course still in Northern Ireland, I think anyway. Hopefully they haven't had me deported. It's me, Waha. So, Pedro Castrans, as you should know, this is the next to last, or penultimate, if you're speaking all fancy-like, episode of the Metal Gear Solid side of the picture cast. This is going to be a good one, we hope. It is a character analysis of Solid Snake. I had hoped that the, ooh, phone ringing.
Sorry, that's me. What the hell? I hate phones. Hang on.
Oh, that's a lot of
Christ. Hang on, I'm just going to cover my mic.
Fair enough. Anyway, seeing as this is such a big and awesome topic, I'd hope more people would show up. But once again, I'm forced to call out all the people who said they might make it but didn't. So that's Connor Ellington, David Smith, Justin Talbot, who's that? Justin something or other, Matthew Pastrito, Michael Bornman, Samuel DeRozier, and Seth Adam Hawkins. All of these people said they might be able to make it. Unfortunately, none of them did.
And about Justin Bieber? He didn't came.
I wouldn't invite Justin Bieber anyway, so no. Anyway, so this, thankfully, however, we did manage to get a new person on, Patrick, from Canada, as I've said. So I think we'll start right off then by, you know, what do we normally do?
No, it's not Canada, it's Canada.
I'm saying Canada. I prefer Canada. Makes more sense. You're Canadian, so you're from Canada. That's what I'm saying.
If I'm Hungarian, then I'm from Hungary.
Yes, precisely. Anyway, so unless Patrick, you find it offensive that I call it Canada, do you?
Oh, no, it's fine.
Oh, good. So we start off by, Ralph, strap him in.
Mind if I have another beer?
Easy. Okay. Ben, slap him around a bit. Joa, make a naked joke.
So last time, Ralph, last time I was on the interrogation stuff thing, I didn't got my clothes back after that. Calvin hided it. And I had to run around naked in Ralph's garden. Casey was watching me the whole time, so it was like...
Yeah, she was trying to load her shotgun.
And Donny, you there?
Well, it's not true.
Sorry, I was showing at my phone thing.
Okay.
What's happening?
Say something stereotypically Scottish. Say something in a Sean Connery accent.
No, because we don't talk like Sean Connery up here.
No, we don't talk like Sean Connery.
I'll tell you what,
I
would say something stereotypically Scottish, but to be honest, you'd have to probably bleep it out at some point.
Oh, fair enough. Right, I'm just saying that because now it's time to call in Oslo.
That's a recording.
Sorry, right, sorry, what? This is a big scrub, sorry, people are just interrupting.
Strange. Anyway, I say this because it's...
Stereotypically Scottish, give me a glass of whiskey, please.
There we go. I say this for the fourth time or so because it's time to start the interrogation of Patrick. So, time to call in Ocelot. Ocelot, got someone for you to interrogate.
Press the circle button repeatedly to regain your strength. When you've had enough, press the select button to submit. When your life reaches zero, the game is over. There are no news, my friend. Don't even think about using auto fire, or I'll know.
We'll all know, Patrick, and we won't like it very much.
Alright, cheers.
Okay, so you got that, Patrick? Let's
yeah,
begin then.
I wish I knew what auto fire was, though.
Yeah, I know you're the second person who said they don't know what auto fire is. Oh well, what can you do? So, first question then. What is the first game in the Metal Gear Solid series that you played?
That would have to be Twin Snakes.
Twin Snakes?
For the GameCube.
Okay. How many of the games have you played in total? Or which ones have you played?
Maybe... Okay, I've played Twin Snakes, 2, 3,
mm-hmm.
and what's it called? Guns of the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And then Acid 1 and 2.
Ah, you played the Acid games. You haven't played either of the portable games?
No, after Acid, I threw the PSP away.
Oh, the Peace Walker man.
Okay.
Well, I just expected they would all be the same, right?
No, not at all. They're not card-based. Makes a huge difference. Okay, just as a quick check, Patrick, do you mind me asking you how old you are?
I am 16 years old.
Ah, certainly. That's the general age of most people on this podcast now.
Ben is still the oldest.
He is, indeed. But, okay, next question then. Which would you say is your favorite game in the series?
I'd have to give it to number 3, Snake Eater.
And why would that be?
I just thought, you know, instead of just infiltration like the other games, it was also... It also had, like, survival in it.
Mm.
That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
The bosses were unique. I like that.
Yes.
And just the overall environment was, you know...
Okay.
Fun to play in.
I would ask you what your least favorite game is, but I take it that it's Acid.
No, Acid 2.
Acid 2. Fair enough. Acid 2 is better than Acid, in my opinion. But as I, too, played them both. They were both pretty bad, but one was worse than the other. But I thought it was the first one. Okay. Who would you say is your favorite character in the series?
I guess I just... Solid Snake.
Very, very good choice for today, then. Once again. Well, actually, no, I won't ask you why. You can tell us later on.
Yeah.
Do you have a least favorite character? Anybody in the series who, like, really annoyed you?
Actually, Meryl.
Meryl?
Yeah.
Ah. And
she's just... always in the way, you know.
Mm. Well, what about in
You'd
4?
Save her.
Did you still dislike her in 4?
Well, she was barely there, so I didn't even mind.
Mm. Okay, fair enough. Let's think. What else can I ask him? Anybody else have any questions to ask him?
Yes.
Ben?
What do you feel about the... what was your favourite part of the Metal Gear saga? Well, say, what was your favorite game in general, the whole series?
Oh, just number 3. Just the whole sneaking around, you know, changing uniforms to blend in.
Hmm. Well, which do you think had the best story then?
Oh, well, 4.
4? Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Shoma, do you want to ask your usual...
I just want to ask Patrick, do you know what Metal Gear Solid is? Because I don't.
What?
Sorry.
So
you know, I haven't figured that out yet.
Oh,
you've gone from creepy humor to very
obscure
humor.
I can't say naked stuff because the leader of the podcast or who the hell is he won't let me.
Patrick, I mean, Showa, if I let you make a naked joke, will you ask your usual Hideo Kojima question?
No, I wasn't talking about you, I was talking about Andy.
I know, but if I let you make a naked joke, will you make your usual naked joke? I'm confused.
Yes, I would love to do my usual naked joke.
Okay, well, fine. Make a naked joke, then ask your Kojima question.
Oh, yeah. So I was, I'm just always asking, what do you think about Hideo Kojima, Patrick? Because I'm asking it because when I play, you know, I watch a movie or play a very good game, I always look at the, you know, background, who made it, and I always like to know more about them. So do you care about him, or you were just like, okay, he made a good game, but I don't really care anymore, so...
Yeah, pretty much that. Like, the games are great, but, you know, I don't really know anything about them, so...
Okay, so you don't know that he's a stripper?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, that fits in with your naked joke, I suppose. But he's not. This is the Metal Gear Solid Fan Picture Cast, and we have to be nice to the, to the people who make Metal Gear. Okay, Donnie, do you have a question then?
Did you smoke the cigars or the cigarettes while you were playing the game?
No, because they drain so much of your health in number one.
It just looks cool. It's just the point of smoking them.
Yeah, and then fair enough. Forget I had them on, and
they had an actual use, you know.
Hmm?
They had an actual use.
Yeah,
if you couldn't
see
anything
the lasers.
In red, you just smoke a couple, and then you know, oh, I can see now.
Or if you,
you just use thermal goggles,
or shoot a fire extinguisher.
Yeah. Or whenever you fell in the cave in the third one, before meeting the pin, was it? You could use a cigar to light the room or whatever. Okay, I'm trying to think of more questions because there's definitely something which I've forgotten to ask you.
Until you remember, Kevin, I'm just saying that the world is definitely going to be be destroyed or something in the 2012 because Ralph and Ben wasn't laughing on my joke, but you were, Kevin. So it's the sign of the end.
No, the world will not end until Duke Nukem Forever comes out, and Duke Nukem Forever is never coming out, as they this week proved. So,
well, we have to talk about that on the other show.
Indeed. Okay, so I can't actually think of anything else to ask you, Patrick. There should probably be something, but I can't think of anything at the moment. Well, how long have you been listening to the podcast for?
About 4 or 5 months.
Yeah. Can you think what your favorite episode was?
First or favorite?
No, first.
It was something about Rising. Mm. There was like 3 episodes in a row talking about Rising.
Okay. Funnily enough...
Oh, that would have been the E3 episodes, wouldn't it?
That might be a bit too early. But I don't know. But funnily enough, I actually meant to say your favorite one. But for some reason, first came out. Can you think what your favorite one was, Patrick?
The one where Shoma started his naked joke?
Yes!
I love
yes!
You've just made a new best friend, Patrick.
Okay. Yes, he did.
Okay, so Donnie, do you have a question then?
BFF.
Best
friend Sorry for that. You know, I got that from my other best friend, Paris Hilton. We're great buddies. So. And I have, you know, my other... best friend, the guy with a pussy, Justin Bieber.
Okay, Pat, Shoma, I think you really need to like lay off the sugar.
We're
going really off topic here.
We can just edit that out. We'll just edit this bit out.
Andy is going to kill me, and Ralph and Ben is not laughing for some weird reason. So,
let's try and keep it on topic. Try and keep it on topic a little bit, man.
Yeah,
going to build.
Yeah, we are just cutting this out, and
you've hurt Donnie's feelings because he was about to ask a question.
You hurt me.
Never,
I don't want to ask anymore.
Never interrupt a Scotsman.
Yeah, that was actually my goal. So
okay,
I reached it, but sorry, Donnie, we're just going to cut this out, and Calvin's going to cut it.
Okay, so Donnie, what's your question then?
What was your favorite boss out of all the series?
Okay, well, they were all awesome, so I just want to say that. Oh, it'd have to be Metal Gear Solid 4 at the end. I versed Ocelot like 20 times. It's just, you know, so fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beat the crap out of him.
Likewise, my friend.
Just wondering, are you a fan of the Street Fighter games, Patrick?
No.
Oh, that doesn't explain it then. Okay, then. Ben, you have a question?
I was going to say, what was your favorite funny moment in Metal Gear Solid franchise in general?
There's like 100 Easter eggs. Mm-hmm. It'd have to be just all the crazy, codec calls that you get when you just randomly call people.
Mm. Yes.
Like an example is in number 4. You call Otacon in Shadow Moses, and you're just like, you're the craziest hardcore badass I've ever seen.
That was weird. I was like, what? Otacon? No, you're meant to be polite. Oh no, you'll say something like that. Okay, so I think Ralph has a question.
Yeah, but I forgot. Never mind.
Ralph, are you sitting in a cave? Sounds very echoey.
No, it's because I put my mic over top of my head for some reason.
That sounded really cool. Okay.
Oh, he's in your basement.
Oh, okay, well, I'll keep doing that.
Okay, then.
He's in your basement, really. That's the echo you're hearing.
Or maybe Ralph's using something else as a mic, but I don't want to go into details. So.
Okay.
That would be impossible.
I don't even know where you're going with that. So, okay, I have one more question, and then if nobody else has anything to ask, we'll move on then. So, Patrick, in what order did you play the games?
1, 2, 3, and 4.
Oh, you played them in the proper order. Fair enough. Actually, could you put into words how awful you thought Acid was?
I said it wasn't my favorite game, but it was not a bad game.
Oh, fair enough. It was just because all the other games were so good compared to...
Yeah, they were so awesome.
Fair enough.
They don't...
Okay, just to see how this weighs up. Ralph, how bad were the Acid games?
Oh, they were so bad they made me want to cut my own hands off and bleed into a tub.
Oh, that's horrible. Okay, fair enough. I think Patrick has done well to survive his torture. So just before we let him down, Ben, slap him around one last time. Okay, that's good. And Ralph, you can let him down now. But before you do that, I said before you do that. Click him back up. Put him back up. Put him back up.
Okay.
Just let Ocelot have a few final words with him.
You're a strong man. Well, that's enough for now, I think. You're the boss's brother, all right. Your brother, he's an amazing man. Who else could shoot down 2 F-16s with a Hind helicopter?
Shoma could. Couldn't you, Shoma?
What could I?
You weren't paying attention. fine.
I wasn't listening. I was... I won't tell you guys what I did because Andy will just say bad things about me. So it's like,
okay,
I'm shutting up, Andy.
Okay, yeah. So Ralphie,
and I'm taking my clothes on.
Your clothes on. That doesn't make sense.
Oh.
Okay, so Ralph, you can let him down. That's good. Well done, Patrick.
Okay.
So, good to hear that about you. So now we know a little bit more about you. Okay, so I think now we can move on to the main discussion. So, as you all know, as I've said several times already, today we're going to be talking about Solid Snake and everything that's oh so awesome about him. So I'll start off by playing some quotes here from him. Hopefully these will be funny, though at least some of them.
Wait,
some of them.
Calvin!
What? Oh yes, Ralph T.
Yes, I did. Just amongst everyone else. But no, is Donnie going to get away without the interrogation?
Donnie's been on the show before.
Oh. Yeah, I'm a regular. I started when Calvin started.
Yeah, he was on the same first episode as me. He just...
Oh, yeah. So he
I
was the one.
That.
I don't think anybody's actually been listening to the show that long, except Ben. I think Ben said you've been listening since early on, haven't you, Ben?
Oh, yeah.
So you know who Donnie is?
Yeah, I know him.
There we go.
Yeah, I remember him. I feel like a slight celebrity.
A celebrity.
Yeah, celebrity.
I want a Scottish accent. I want Nick to got his accent.
Ben was listening that long.
Yeah. I think Danny first came on in about June last year. So, okay.
June? Was I thought it was about April.
No, I think it was June. Because I didn't come on. I know I wasn't able to come on until after my exams were finished. And my exams finished in about late May. So I'm almost certain it was June.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure we were on before the E3 shows, and the E3 shows were pretty much through June, weren't they?
Maybe it was,
or were they July?
Maybe it was very late May.
Ah, hell, doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter. Anyway, so like I said, I'll start off by playing some Solid Snake quotes, and I think there should be some big boss ones in here as well. great. Some of these will be very profound and deep. Some of them will be humorous, so just listen to this and enjoy.
There's no right part in murder. Not ever. And we're not in this to make a name for ourselves.
Then what are you and Otacon fighting for?
A future. You can stop being part of a mistake. Starting now. A strong man doesn't need to read the future. He makes his own. If you're going to doubt yourself, I'll leave you here. Don't regret your past. Learn from it. Regrets just make a person weaker. A name means nothing on the battlefield. After a week, no one has a name.
How old are you?
Old enough to know what death looks like.
Any family?
No, but I was raised by many people.
Is there anyone you like?
I've never been interested in anyone else's life.
So you are all alone, just like Mantis said.
Other people just complicate my life. I don't like to get involved.
Infinite ammo. Raiden, we don't carry guns to take people down. We're not here to help some politician either. Legends don't mean a whole lot. I was just a name to exploit, just like you. Find something to believe in, and find it for yourself. And when you do, pass it on to the future.
Believe in what?
That's your problem.
King of justice can change from one day to the next. A professional soldier never brings justice into the mission. The only ones who need a reason to fight are the ones who fight for a living. Politics are fickle. They change with the times. So long as we remain loyal to our countries, soldiers like us need nothing to believe in.
Okay, so those, as it turns out, weren't actually funny quotes. More very deep ones, and and all that. But that there demonstrates, if anybody recalls, there was an episode of the PagerCast when we talked about how much of an idiot Snake was, with all the and questions that he asked. But this here demonstrates his more, profound, life is for living, and all that stuff. So,
We did a whole episode on that, didn't we?
Did.
Just I was constantly just going, huh?
Yeah.
What?
Indeed. So I think now would be a good time. Would anybody care to give a Solid Snake impression? You could say huh, or you could say handy or something like that. But does anybody have any impression they'd like to make?
I'll go for one.
Well, you see,
the thing is, gotta go into Shadow Moses and kick some ass.
Sounds absolutely nothing like Solid Snake. Ben, show him how it's done.
I'm going to kill someone. His name's called Mutaman.
You sound like a pirate.
It's Mr. Man, damn it.
Ralph, would you like to try?
I was never quite able to do Snake. I was more able to do Liquid.
Well, okay, do you want to just try any? Go on, try. Give us a Liquid impression.
Wow, it's been so long since I've tried. Snake! Something like that. It sounds really badly Australian.
Well,
I'm not going to do it.
It doesn't sound as much of a pirate accent as Ben's was, so, it won't be that bad. Go on, it sounded reasonably good.
What was one of his lines? I can't think of it.
Brother, it's been too long or something.
Oh, yeah. Brother, it's been too long.
That's not too bad, actually.
Hang on, let me try one. this will be a serious one, hang on. Brother, it's been too long.
That's not too bad either. Then again, the voice actor who played Liquid was very well known for how like cheesy his accent was, how incredibly over the top English it was. But Patrick, would you like to try one?
Who are we doing, Snake?
Mm-hmm.
Metal Gear. Hind D. Card key.
I don't think he ever wasn't able to figure out what a card key was, but a card key? What the hell do you do with a card key? Let me try. Okay, so Hind D. Colonel, what's a Russian gunship doing here? How was that? Did it sound like a pirate?
No, it's not bad.
Okay. So now I will actually be serious here and we'll actually do some proper discussion. I think I should start off by just telling y'all some information about him. Hopefully you'll all know this. Maybe you won't, though. So, his real name, David, as we know, although he is always referred to, or at least usually referred to, as either Snake, Solid Snake, or Old Snake. He, of course, was not normally born. He was a product of Les Enfants Terribles, or Terrible Project.
Terrible.
And it was a clone of Big Boss. And was brothers with Liquid Snake and Solidus Snake. Apparently, he had an IQ of 180 and was fluent in 6 languages, including English and French, strangely enough. And apparently he was known as the man who makes the impossible possible, as cheesy as that sounds. And apparently his exploits made him into a living legend among the military Black Ops. He was initially a Green Beret, but he was later inducted into the high-tech Special Forces Unit Foxhound during the early 1990s while it was under the leadership of Big Boss. From there, Snake would thrice avert a potential nuclear catastrophe, becoming a famed war hero. I'm not going to that yet. Anything else? He was alive as of 2014, and he was born in 1972. His age was 42 as of 2014, but of course he was much older than that due to his aging. His father was Big Boss, and Eva was his surrogate mother. What else? He appeared in the games Metal Gear, Metal Gear 2 Solid Snake, Metal Gear Solid, Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty, and Metal Gear Solid 4 Sons of the Patriots. English voice actor, David Hayter. And other stuff, which is kind of useless and you don't really need to go into. Okay, so basically, first of all, I want to ask you a question. He was often, did things for the army and Colonel Campbell, but he's also referred to as a mercenary. Does anybody know if there's any, actual proper explanation for this? Was he a soldier? Was he a mercenary? Does anybody really know? Feel free to, suggest your opinions.
Well, soldiers go in with platoons and people. They're going with more than one person, but really he was always drafted in for one thing. Hmm. So, mercenary.
Mercenary? That's the vote for mercenary then. Okay. Let's see. So we'll talk, I think we should talk a little bit about his history throughout the games. So, let's see. As I scroll through the Metal Gear Wiki, I think we can basically skip over the first Metal Gear and Metal Gear 2, because I don't think anybody here has played them. Played the games, and as such, we wouldn't really have much to talk about him. But basically, what happened for the first game was he was called back into the military in 2005 by Colonel Roy Campbell, and to try and defuse the situation on Shadow Moses. His objectives: rescue the DARPA chief and Who's the other person? The arms tech president. That's right. And try and discover if the soldiers there, if the renegade Foxhound members, had nuclear capacity. Before I go on, Ben, do you have something you want to add?
Before you said, Bob, when you went on the other side, the first part, when you were talking about Solo, I'll talk about it later.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, throughout this mission, this was probably the one that changed his life the most. Throughout this mission, he met various people, such as the Metal Gear Rex developer, Hal Emmerich, Colonel Campbell's niece, Meryl Silverbur, if that's how you pronounce her name, Silverbur, yeah. He also was reunited, kind of, with his former friend, then enemy, then neither enemy nor friend, and then ally again, the Cyborg Ninja, aka Grey Fox, and he met his brother. Also, throughout the Shadowmosis incident, he was manipulated several times. This is probably the mission where he was most screwed over, can we all agree on that, yes? In this mission, he was just used left, right, and center by everyone to do everything. Used by Liquid to activate Metal Gear Rex, used by Naomi and the Pentagon to spread Fox down, all that. So yeah, it was really more of a pawn than anything in this game. As I try and find more stuff. Yes, whenever he found out about the Fox die, he was, of course, what would we say? Nervous, scared, worried for his own life, as he knew it was supposed to target Liquid. And so by the end of the game, he left, you know, going, yes, I want to make a new life for myself, live out my days whilst I still can and all that. So, as you can see, he changed from the very beginning of the game, whenever he was the gruff, yes, do this, don't get in my way, Meryl, blah, 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 do this and that, to the more, yes, I want to live and be free, my name's Dave, Hal, let's go to Jupiter, blah, blah, blah. So, unfortunately, it would appear that nobody has anything to say at all, but in the event of no teas, I will be forced to call people in. So, Ben, do you want to say something?
The biggest problem with Snake died was used so much throughout the game, because Liquid was someone else in the codec. I can't remember what the name was, I think it was like Master.
Yeah, Miller. He pretended to be Snake's Master.
Yeah, and he also got used by the Pentagon, didn't he, in the end, where we all find out, because of he was threatened to kill himself.
Mm.
Well, they're going to blow up the area, so he was going to get screwed somehow.
Okay. What about anybody else have any opinions on, you know, what happened to him during Shadowmosis, the way, you know, how he behaved and how he acted and all that? What do we think of his actions, you know, and how he got on, how he survived? Personally, I thought it was quite interesting to see how he became more and more attached to Meryl. You know, at the beginning he was just... Naomi would often question him, if we remember. He would just be like, why do you want to rescue her? Because she's a battle buddy, blah, blah, blah. What, that's it? Not because she's special to you? No, of course not. What are you saying? Ah. By the end of the game, he's like, Meryl, no, you died. I let you die. Oh, it's all my fault. Whereas, you know, like I said at the beginning of the game, he's just, ah, Meryl, don't get in my way, blah, 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 and all that. But, Patrick, what do you think of this?
But also the colonel informed him that Meryl was his niece.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to return a favor to Colonel, so
mm.
I guess that's part of why he, you know, protected her.
And oh yes, of course, he was helping her, you know, because he was the Colonel's niece. That was probably the main reason. Something else I was going to say. What was I going to say? Oh yes, by the way, another way just to go back to how he was constantly screwed over, the fact that he was always lied to by the Colonel. You know, it's like, if you watch the briefing missions at the very beginning, you'd see that the Colonel said to him, no, the Colonel said to him, if you help us, you know, will you help us, blah, 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 and then Snake went, yes, I will help you, on two conditions. First of all, something. Second of all, I want full disclosure, Colonel. No more lies. You tell me everything. And of course, that did not happen at all. You know, so it was like, basically, halfway through the game, it's like, Colonel, are you lying to me? No, Snake, of course not. I don't even have access to the full file. And a little while on, it was basically like, I'm sorry, Snake, I'm not going to tell you. But, what's this about candy, Ben? What are you talking about?
Like, basically, the whole lying, basically, is like lying to you. It's like lying to a little child.
Hmm.
If you be a good boy, I might give you some candy.
Yeah.
If you be a good boy, you know,
candy if you blow up the Metal Gear.
Come on.
As Liquid said at the end, towards the end anyway, he was always following orders, blindly doing whatever his superiors said, like once questioning him. You know, it's just, he basically was just like, what? Do go here, shoot this, okay, we'll do, eyes closed the whole time. So, now, once again, there are no T's, so I'm afraid I'm going to have to pick one again, because, you know, we do need to talk about this. So, Ralph, could you, anything you'd like to say about, you know, Solid Snake and Metal Gear Solid 1? Surely you can think of something.
Yeah, well, I find that he was very, you know, do what you say. Okay, well, you said do this, yeah, I'm doing it. But, yeah, he didn't, well, it seemed like he didn't have any, courage to stand up to anybody, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Well, but finally, towards the end, he was kind of like, you know what, I don't want to do what everyone else tells me anymore.
You played the games through in order, didn't you?
Yeah.
So, what did you first think of him, and have you played it through?
I thought he was a really good character. I thought he was developed very well.
Mm.
And as it progressed, he became more and more of an icon.
Yeah. Were you disappointed by the lack of backstory? Or did it make him into a kind of Clint Eastwood, guy who just doesn't talk much, just comes in, shoots stuff, and then leaves?
He did have his, once you finally got into 4, it did explain him quite a bit. He pretty much pulled everything together in the end.
Yes, but we're talking about 1.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. He was a very mysterious character, and it did make him kind of like something that you wanted to follow because of that.
Okay. Donnie, come on. What do you think? What did you think of him whenever you first played through 1?
Which character?
The one that this episode is about.
I'm joking. Well, because I played it after the other 2... I generally thought when I was playing that he was really young and stupid compared to what he was in 4-2.
Yeah.
And I thought that playing through Metal Gear Solid 3, you could really tell that his father was so much smarter than him.
Yeah.
Although in the end, Snake undoubtedly beat his dad. I mean, that was purely just because Big Boss was older in my eyes.
Do we, just question, do you think Snake was the good guy in all this? Was he really the good guy, He came in, yes, he did stop Metal Gear and stop the nuclear launch and all that. But he, of course, he slaughtered anyone that got in his way. As Liquid later on went to say, you enjoy all the killing and all that. Do you think that was, a bit of a letdown to see that he was so prone to killing people, as Naomi said to him? That's patricide. And he's like, yep. Yep, patricide, yep. I think he said himself once that he's just a killer. He does, whatever he does. He's good at what he does, killing. So what do we think of that, Ben?
Basically, he's a hitman in a way. If he's saying, I'll kill you, and I'll kill everyone for you, and I'll do it for £5,000 for you. It's like saying that, and I think that on his own way, he's trying to protect his... Well, he's trying to be... He's used by his country, so he does what he's told. If he's a soldier, you do whatever has been told, so...
Yeah, okay. Patrick, do you wanna...
Yeah, well, in all of his quotes, he says, war's not glorious and stuff, but...
No, that's true.
He just kills people, and he feels nothing when he does it.
Yeah. Well, it's quite funny, just while you're saying that he feels nothing. Just to go quickly skip ahead to 4. I think, I'm not too sure if it was specifically in the second act, but did you know if you kill, 100 people or something in the second act, he hears Liquid say, you enjoy all the killing, and he throws up. So he does get a conscience later on. And a conscience is certainly something he appears to lack early on, whenever he's doing all this. But Shoma, if you want to say something.
Well, yeah, I think he actually does feel something at the end. Because, he was also thinking about killing himself. And not just because the... what was that? The nanomachines or what? But also, because I don't know if you guys saw that trailer. It was made before Metal Gear Solid came out, and Hideo Kojima was telling that, showing a video where Snake says, I think Snake or Hideo Kojima himself says that, he killed so many people for actually a good reason, but still he is bad for killing all the people who were actually the bad guys, but still. And then, he feels so bad he kills himself because he feels guilty. So actually I think he does in some way, and he treats himself like, like just a weapon. And then at the end, Hideo Kojima gives us the message that, life is not for war. You have to live it and enjoy it. And, that was Snake does at the very end. Mm. You know, yeah. He goes and lives for a few months or something.
Yes. Just to say something else, which, let's see. Oh, yeah, and he also, to be fair, just to go back to what I was saying about good guy, bad guy and all that, he did show a degree of mercy, and all, you know, whenever he was fighting, because whenever, for example, he fought Sniper Wolf, whenever he fought her, you know, if we all remember the famous cutscene when she's lying on the snow telling him about her backstory, how she met Big Boss and all that, and blah, 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 using blah, blah, blah a lot, because there's a lot of talking in that game. But, and then, you know, he finishes her off, you know. He didn't let her just bleed to death on the snow. Give her a quick painless death, which is nice. Kinda. Kinda nice killing someone, but, you know, at least he didn't leave her there in agony. Just to go back to, you know, some more facts about him. Apparently, according to the Metal Gear Wiki anyway, he held a degree of enjoyment towards war, although he was never as open about it in comparison to his clone brothers, and sometimes he was in a state of self-denial about it, with a degree of self-loathing. And also, if we recall, just to get, once again, the merciful thing, he, whenever he thought, who was it? Mantis? Whenever he fought Mantis, he, you know, he gave in to Mantis' last request to put the mask back on him. So he was, I suppose I would have to, you know, agree with my own statement that he was a good guy. Just quickly then, if we can all just say something about that. Do we think Solid Snake was a bit of an evil, bad guy going around killing people, or do we think he...
No.
No?
Sure. Can I answer this first? I never felt that he was this soul, heartless guy who's just... I never felt this on him. I always felt that he has a soul inside and he's actually not this, you know, heartless hitman killer guy who just kills and feels nothing. I never felt that on him as a character.
Okay.
And he was actually always just fighting in some ways for the good.
Mm, okay.
I think. So I never felt that he was this heartless
killer. Okay, Ben?
I have to agree with what Shoma said. He's not heartless. He obviously has a heart somewhere, because when he's fighting, obviously he has the Big Boss's DNA. He's gonna like kill, stop Metal Gear. But I think maybe when the game goes on, he does feel like a bit more softer. He does what the request is, because he feels sorry for him because he didn't want to do it.
And actually that's where Hideo Kojima made something big, because he's this guy who goes on and kills the people, but still you feel something there. You feel that he has a soul and feelings, not the same as, you know, if you play a Call of Duty or something and and something.
Well, your character really does just shoot down everyone who gets in his way.
Yeah, so it's...
Okay, Patrick?
I have to agree with Ben somewhat and Shoma, but... in his first mission on Shadow Moses, it says that he knew he was a pawn, right? But he goes anyway because for the thrill of the fight.
Ah.
So, like, initially he was a cold-hearted killer.
Mm, okay.
And then he moves on.
I know you haven't teed, but Ralph, could you say something?
Well, I kind of felt as if he was, you know, just... He always did have that bit of mercy.
Mm.
He never would have just killed to be killing. It was just, you know, the mission was just, these guys are trying to destroy the world I live in, and I'm going to make sure they don't.
Hmm.
And that's what he did.
Yeah. Okay. So, Donnie, do you want to just finish it off here, then? Donnie.
Yeah, I agree with everyone else.
Okay, that's fair enough. Everybody else has probably said everything there was to say. And as is evident whenever you played the games, he may not have enjoyed killing that much, but he did certainly enjoy fighting Metal Gears, because as we know afterwards, he did dedicate his life to fighting the Metal Gear robots or machines. As after that, now we're moving on, this is my clever segue, he went on to found philanthropy, with Otacon, using the money that, well, using some money given to them by Natasha, or Nastasha, or whatever her name was. So, and that was, of course, their attempt to try and destroy all the Metal Gears that sprung up as a result of Ocelot stealing that memory disk thing with all the test data on it. So that's certainly a good thing anyway. So during, and apparently it was around 2007, so just before the big shell incident, the accelerated aging began to kick in, though not enough so as we noticed it in 2. But okay, moving on to then, as we all know, we didn't see him a whole lot in 2. That was unfortunately quite, you know, quite focused on Raiden throughout the entire time. So Snake didn't really get much of a say. However, we did get to play the tanker incident. I think it was the tanker incident. Yes, tanker incident. Assault Snake. So, before we go on to talk about, you know, his actual involvement in 2, I just want to ask you all, which would all of you say that you enjoyed the tanker incident more than that in the Big Shell? Or did you prefer playing as Raiden and all that? So, let's start off by just going down my Skype list. Shoma? Oh no, Shoma hasn't played 2. Never mind. I always forget that. Patrick, what did you prefer, playing as Snake or playing as Raiden in 2?
I guess I preferred playing as Raiden, because the tanker, you know, it's like 20 minutes of gameplay, there's not so much you can do.
Okay. Ralph?
Well, I do like playing as Snake, that was fun, but you kind of were forced to play as Raiden. Mm. And you know, pretty much, if you looked at Raiden from the back, it was a chick.
Well, that's true.
So,
what do you have against? What do you have against women?
No, nothing. It was just kind of like, for me, it would be like if someone like Raiden was in a shop and I was going off an escalator, I'd be thinking, wow, they're looking really good from behind. And I'd go out and try and crack a line, they just turn around, excuse me, and I just run. Just, ah! It was like, no.
And then you just go, oh, Raiden, hello, nice to meet you.
Yeah, just,
oh, well,
hey.
Well, this is weird. I thought you didn't exist. But, okay then.
Yes,
Ben?
Yeah, I enjoyed the tanker. It's the same as Ralph. When you have to play as Raiden, you do get disappointed, and you're like, why are we playing with Raiden when the whole point of Metal Gear Solid 2 it should have been about Snake? But yet again, it was good, but it should have stayed. Maybe Ralph could have, maybe, or not Ralph, Raiden could have been a side character, like someone else.
Yeah.
Like, you can pick our a gay guy, or you can pick our Snake.
Raiden did get a little bit of his masculinity back in 4.
A little bit.
Yeah.
He was a robot, for heaven's sake. What's more awesome than that?
Yeah. That got his masculinity back. I mean, he cut up some robots. It was pretty
admittedly,
cool.
He did that whilst wearing high heels, but we'll not go into that.
Well, the high heels functioned as a hand.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Fair enough.
Don't you remember at the end he like had the sword in his teeth, then he dropped it and grabbed it with his foot and was able to use the sword?
Yeah, that was,
it was really
that
awesome.
Was weird. And Donnie, Solid Snake or Raiden?
Solid Snake, purely because it's David Hayter that plays him.
Ah, yes.
And because he's just badass, but I do like Raiden a lot.
Okay. So, throughout 2 then, first in the tanker, he was, of course, blamed for sinking that tanker and, well, first of all, it would probably be a better idea to explain what was on the tanker. The tanker, of course, housed Metal Gear Ray, and that was being transferred by the Marines to some testing facility or something. But then it was hijacked by Liquid Ocelot, who stole Ray and sank the ship. But also, he managed to blame the whole thing on Snake because of the cipher that took a photo of. So Snake was blamed for sinking the tanker, which the Patriots covered up as an oil tanker, which allowed them to install Big Shell as a cover for Arsenal gear. So he was blamed for that and got the short end of the stick there for sure, because he was declared dead and, well, generally called a terrorist by the world at large. As that then happened, we moved on to Big Shell with Raiden, who was, of course, to begin with, called who was given the codename Snake. That would surely be annoying to anybody who played on Thrown Order, because they'd think they're actually going to be playing as Snake. But The first time you met Snick, he was posing as a man called Irocus Pliskin.
Irogoyz, I think it was.
Iroquois, yeah. Iroquois.
Okay, Iroquois. Not Irocus, as I said. Iroquois Pliskin, who claimed to be a Navy SEAL, the only one who survived the attack by Vamp. Of course, anybody would straight away know that this wasn't true. I didn't, because I hadn't played the first one at the time. But of course, it would have been amazingly obvious to anyone who had. As the story went on, he helped out Raiden. He gave him a gun. He helped defuse the bombs on the other strut. And what else? Oh yes, and he was on the helicopter with Otacon as he fought off Solidus on the other helicopter. Solidus, who of course was posing as Solid Snake. Oh, it's so confusing. I'm trying to remember this all from, well, memory, of course, and it's far too confusing for any one person to have in their head in one go. Okay, after that, what happened? He actually cooperated with the girl. What was the girl? Olga? Olga. What was her last name?
Gerlukovich.
Exactly. Because she thought. Well, Olga had originally been a sworn enemy of him. Because she thought he'd killed her father. But of course, once Snake told her that it was actually Ocelot, they teamed up in order to get back at him. They then teamed up and ambushed, well, not so much ambushed, but tricked Raiden and knocked him out so as they could find a way to get onto Arsenal. Before I go on, I'll let Ben speak.
At the end of the game, I was going to... I'll say about the end of the game instead,
okay.
Later on.
And
with you.
Okay, as it proceeds, Snake, what's a Snake do? He gives Raiden his gear back, even though the Colonel is at the time going, "No, no, 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 Raiden. Snake was never, no, 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 never a part of this mission." That's my attempt at, you know, trying malfunction. He gives him all his kit back and gives him the sword, and of course smashes through the fourth wall by pointing at his bandana and going, "Infinite ammo. Oh yeah, I never run out."
It's fine. It's too early to go.
But, so yes, that happens, and then as they progress through the beat all the elite commando people, Snake stays back to fight Fortune. He loses, unfortunately. Personally, that was always the greatest letdown of two for me. I always wanted to know what went on in that fight, but we never did find out. And then he's brought up to Raiden, who's just fought all the rays, and in the end, he jumps off Arsenal gear. In an attempt to save, or not save, in an attempt to chase after Liquid. How he was planning on doing that, I have no idea. How he survived the gigantic fall, I have no idea. But, yeah.
He's Snake, he can do anything.
He can survive anything. And, of course, the game ends with him telling Raiden, you know, "Oh, you've got to go on with your life. Yes, live," and blah, blah, blah. So, Ben, you can say what you want to say now.
When Liquid was talking to Snake, when he was saying that the whole Big Shell was part of the, well, him trying to remake the Shadow Moses incident to build his next soldiers, how Snake reacted was pretty good, because he didn't want anyone that to happen to anyone else. So he did what he did, and
okay.
And fight the Trident.
Smart. good guy, and all that. Now, I don't know if this is what you want to talk about, Ralph, but before I let you talk, I just want to say, what personally, just while you can all think about this, well, so Ralph is talking, just want you to think about what we thought of, you know, maybe, I don't, not so much Snake's lack of presence in the games, because, you know, not being able to play him, but what did we think of his actions, how he behaved? Did he do anything monumentally stupid? Or do we think it was good that he, you know, helped Raiden infiltrate and all that, and, pardon me, showed him the ropes? So, but Ralph, I'll let you talk then.
Yeah, I wanted to say how in the end of 2, Snake was telling Raiden, you know, live, have your own purpose, all that kind of stuff. Raiden really fucked that up, eh?
He did slightly, yes.
Oh, it's just like, Snake told me live. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to become a cyborg. You know, it's just like...
I'm going to break into one of the most heavily guarded areas in the United States to try and rescue a little girl. That'll go swimmingly,
yeah,
I'm sure.
And it doesn't sound pedophilic at all.
Ironically, well, not so much ironically, but because of the accelerated aging, if you recall, at the end of 2, Snake said that he was going to go rescue Sonny, and Raiden wanted to come and help him. But Snake said, no, don't come and help me, go live your own life. But ironically, because of the accelerated aging, Snake wasn't able to do it in the end, and Raiden had to go by himself. So, you know, complete reversal there of roles. But, okay, so, once again, I'll start off here by saying what I think about Snake in this game. I thought Snake, you could clearly see that Snake was very annoyed at the fact that Solus had taken his identity. As I'm sure we all remember a big bit in the helicopter whenever Solus appears and goes, yes, I am Solid Snake. And then Snake shows up and goes, no, that's not Solid Snake, he's lying, and shoots at him and all that. Also, I thought it was... Who just cried there? Also, it was... I would like to say that it was Snake's idea, but whether it was his idea or Otacon's idea, I don't know, but some of them, either one of them, was very smart in sticking Liquid's body in Snake's grave, as that was the way they covered up his death after Rose went to... Rose got some DNA checks and came back saying, yes, we found the body, it was a match, he was just missing his left arm. So of course we all immediately knew who that was. But I'll let somebody else talk here. So what did we think about Snake in this game? Was he a good character? Judging from what we saw in the cutscenes and all that, would we have liked to have known what he got up to during the Big Shell incident? Anybody like to go first here? Somebody going to stand up and say, yes, I'll take this spot. Patrick, then? Good on you. Ralph, it's the T system, not the 5 system.
Oops.
You get immediately disqualified from the conversation. Okay, Patrick, go ahead.
I thought Snake was a helpful side character. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they couldn't put him as the primary, the protagonist.
Because
anyway,
of that annoying Japanese girl who said there are too many old men in Metal Gear.
Oh, of course.
But
he calls you, but no, not too much. I would like to see what he did.
Yeah.
Besides Raiden.
Mm, yes, of course. And apparently, you can find out a little bit of what he did, but because apparently at one point in the game you can actually see him hiding in a Shoma just fell off his chair. Apparently you can see at one point in the game Snake hiding under a box on his way to the other Shell 2 or whatever. And apparently if you shoot him, I can't bring up the cutscene right now because my internet isn't working, but apparently if you shoot the box, you can later on call him, and he goes, yeah, I was on my way to Strut 2 or Shell 2 or whatever here, and some idiot started shooting at me. Hey, who is that? I was just hiding under a cardboard box. And Raiden goes, I have no idea. But, Ralph, do you want to talk?
I was going to say, didn't in the VR missions or something, it gave you an option and, told you in the Snake Tales? What happened in the middle?
Well, actually, yes, I was actually going to bring that up later on. The Snake Tales in Substance were a way that Snake's story in 2 was kind of added to. And yeah, yes, you're right in saying that, but unfortunately they were renowned for being quite low budget, with absolutely no voice acting at all in them, and it was all text. And also not very canon. As one of them in particular, I believe he went to another dimension and fought a giant soldier who was half soldier, half dinosaur. So yeah, the Snake Tales weren't exactly a huge addition to the story. But can you continue, Ralph, or do you want someone else to go on?
No, one of you guys can just keep going through.
Okay, so Ben, I believe you're next.
Going through what?
With the whole, Snake as a general, with this game, he was good. It could have been more with him than it was with Raiden again, but but his story did go on a little bit more. You saw from his aging, he was getting weaker and weaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it carried on to number 4.
Mm.
But it could have carried the story on a little bit more from how he got to thing.
Do you think that you could have seen much more of him in the story? Than what you did. Even if you couldn't play as him, you should have been there more.
Yeah, because he started off, like you've seen, General Pliskin, he's talking about himself lying to get trust, but that's all we mostly see of him throughout most of the first part of the game.
Yeah.
Then you only see him from Codex, so it's not really fair on the fans that want to play a Snake. I mean, don't see him much until the end.
Okay. Shame. Dunning, what did you want to say?
I've forgotten.
Okay.
I don't know. You confuse me now.
This
happens to me like every 3 or 4 episodes that I'm actually here. Somebody will say something to me. I've lost mind for a second and I get completely confused.
No, that's what Kevin does.
Yes.
He's the confuser, man.
Yeah, well, Donny.
Yes.
You should have written down what you were going to say before you said
Kevin,
it.
I
didn't even say I was going to write anything, though. I didn't say I didn't post tea at any point in the whole conversation.
Kevin.
Yes, but the listeners don't know that, do they? Yes, sure.
Well, they do now.
Are you two superheroes? Because, you know, you're the mute man, and now you're the confusing man. So,
I'll tell you what I am. I am going to be, for the purpose of this episode, I'm going to be the Punisher. Calvin, tell me what I was going to say, or...
Donnie, I thought you would be the naked man in Rob's garden, but okay.
Yeah.
Go with
I'll be
that.
Like that part. I'll have the party boy tune playing in the background.
Yeah.
Great.
Good.
So, what was I going to say? I've forgotten now. Oh, yes, basically the question was, Donnie, what did you think of Solid Snake 3 at Metal Gear Solid 2? Could we have seen more of him? Would it have been better to play as him? You know, do we think the story would have been much better from what we know of him if we had played as him? Do you think he changed much throughout 2? Things like that.
It would have been nicer to see more of him, but I think the amount of times you saw him in Metal Gear Solid 2, I believe, I mean, this is just my opinion of the way Kojima makes his games, I believe that the fact that you didn't see him, but you knew he was working in the background, in the back of your head, I don't know, maybe it was there to have, like, a sort of psychological effect on you that you were working again, like, you were working with him, maybe it was going to make you play the game somehow better, I don't know,
okay.
I mean, you can think of it with different reasons, but that's how I'm going to think of it.
Okay. Shoma, do you want to say something?
Yeah, I was just saying that, so you guys are saying, and a lot of people saying that Metal Gear Solid 2 wasn't as good as the others. That's what you guys are saying.
No, I did Metal Gear Solid 2.
Shit. Okay, so, but still, a lot of people say that it wasn't
good. Yeah, that's true.
Good, but, you know, I think why, because I saw an interview with Hideo Kojima, and he was saying that after Metal Gear Solid 1, he wanted to make something else, and he didn't want to do Metal Gear Solid 2, but there was, there was too many fans who were saying that, you know, we want the second episode, so he kind of had to make it.
Yeah.
So I don't think he was totally focused on it, or I don't think he wanted, he wanted to make the second one as much as the others. So maybe that's why it didn't became that good as the other one.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, I didn't even play it, so I can't really make an opinion. But I'm just saying, maybe.
Okay.
You haven't. Wait, which? What have you not played?
I didn't play the second one and the third one. Oh my god, you're naked!
Donnie just exploded there.
Didn't you hear the first episode where I was on and they were taking down my clothes to interrogate me?
Oh, sorry. But yeah, just ask Calvin that my iTunes literally exploded into a soup yesterday, and I had all these Patreon casts saved up, and I was going to listen to them, and then.
Yeah, so there was when I told that I first, and now you're going to explode. I first played with Peace Walker. And then I played with Metal Gear Solid 4, and then I played with Metal Gear Solid 1. So.
Well, It's not bad. I mean, to be honest, the way I played it was I played 3 first, then 2, then 4, then 1. No, sorry, then Portable Ops, then 1, then Peace Walker. So, eh.
Yeah, but I think they should make some kind of special episode, you know, where, you know, the naked snake dances naked around the tree.
He doesn't. Wait, hang on a minute. Wait. Just exactly what you say, right? Have you guys been on the website that has the spoof cinema clips of Metal Gear Solid 3?
Is that the Secret Theater?
Yeah, Secret Theater. Yeah. That's the one.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
There's one where it's like, I think it's called Metal Gear Solid Drebin. It's the one where Drebin is in the scenes where Solid Snake is, but Naked Snake's always one step ahead of Drebin.
Don't continue. Is this
Then at the end, Drebin dies while at the part where Snake fucks Eva. Sorry.
What the?
But when he dies, you see Naked Snake and Eva dancing around. I think Snake has his shirt off and they're dancing around in a circle. I don't know why. I just think you
around a tree.
It's
not around a tree. It's in a circle. So
I should have been there.
Personally, I've never seen that, but I have seen.
I'll get you a link to it.
I have to see that.
I've seen one where Sigint takes the place of Naked Snake in all the important parts in 3, and he gets all the credit, and Snake always gets like shot to pieces and blown up.
Wait, actually, no, that might be it.
And,
shit.
And there is another one where at the end of it, Snake and the director of the CIA dance around in a circle.
What the hell? why nobody invited me to that dancing party? I mean, I'm the world's biggest snake dancer.
Okay,
and
I've completely forgotten where this conversation was actually going.
And
so.
I mean, Rolf is just behind me. Rolf is like the second one. And he and Rolf invented the tree idea, you know, dancing around the tree. So, but Calvin, you said that on YouTube you can actually watch these, cuts.
Yeah, just type in Metal Gear Solid 3 Secret Theater.
How in the hell? Because I was uploading YouTube videos, and I cannot upload more than 10 minutes.
Mm.
So, how
they're not, they're all separate. But anyway, let's get back to Solid Snake, shall we?
I'm the side tracker.
Yes, indeed you are. Ben, did you type T before? Have I asked you what you wanted, or?
I was going to talk about Video Kojima, and he... Well, maybe the whole point of Metal Gear Solid 2 was a test run for maybe a new antagonist for Snake. Maybe he was the person that people were complaining for the young guy. Maybe he was supposed to be the main protagonist from Metal Gear, the whole thing. Probably, you know, they're trying to make a new character out of something that was like Snake. Mm. They're trying to build him up.
Perhaps.
But it just didn't work.
Yeah. People then said, no, we hit this guy. If you put him in another game, we will kill you. So, but anyway, I've actually completely forgotten what we were originally talking about. I think I asked Donnie what he thought, then Donnie answered, then people teed.
And then I said some kind of a bad naked joke, and then
probably.
Nobody left,
yeah.
And then we moved on.
Okay, so
yeah.
let us move on then. So I think we can just move on to... Well, we'll move on to the in-between bit between 2 and 4. Now, as far as I'm aware, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong here. As far as I'm aware...
You're wrong.
Oh. Instantaneously wrong. Anyway, basically what I heard happened was Snake and Otacon... Snake and Otacon... I don't know what they did. But basically what I heard happened was eventually, a few years later on, Raiden and Snake agreed to go and rescue Sunny from Area 51, but then Snake's accelerated aging caused him to have a really bad cough, which this is exactly what I heard. He got a really bad cough, and so he couldn't go and save Sunny. That's what I heard. And then, so after that, he's living on board the Nomad with Otacon and Sunny. That sounds slightly strange, but no, Shoma.
Why not? I mean, it's
no,
it's just,
Shoma.
It's another word for snake.
Don't you dare.
I'm not saying the whole word. I'm just making. We can just say duck instead of.
Okay. So basically, I think I really don't think there's any need for me to recap what happened in 4 because we all know what happened in 4. Snake's old.
No,
he goes on his final mission to rescue. Well, not rescue, but to assassinate. Essentially, it's a hired hit. To assassinate Liquid. All that all through the way. He meets all these people from his past and all that. Meets new people. All the while he's suffering horribly from the accelerated aging. And it's just basically the conclusion of his story.
For his age.
Pardon?
I think he looks quite good for his age.
He's only 42.
Yeah, no, he looks pretty good for his age. He's still got a full head of hair.
Admittedly,
most people by the age of 42 have a bald patch.
Admittedly, it's all grey, and he's incredibly wrinkly and all that, but never mind that.
So the point, he still has a full head of hair.
Well, fair enough.
My granddad is 84, and he still has a full head of hair.
Okay, fair enough. okay, nothing I can really say about that. I've completely forgotten what I was saying. Oh yeah, so basically we know what happens. So would anybody just like to quickly say about their opinions of Metal Gear Solid 4 and Snake's story, because there's no real need for me to go into much detail retelling what happened. So can somebody just quickly, you know, start us off and say what they thought about his story and all that? Ben, go ahead.
That is a great climactic to his story. It just had, you had your beginning with number one, you had your middle with number two, and you have your end, but it doesn't end the way that everyone thought it was going to end. That's what I thought that Metal Gear Solid 4 had. It had something that could probably build up to another 5, like another one, just to finish it off. But they kept it. Well, they kept it as in movies. You always have your main character maybe living or dying, but not like showing the ending. Like, they gave it away in the end, but if you didn't like watch from the credits, it just made you think he killed himself. So it made you think.
Yeah, personally, just quickly, just before anybody else says what they think, this is a question that I usually ask people. Does anyone here think that Solid Snake should have definitely died at the end of 4? Because we all know that he didn't really die. He said he's going to go on and take photographs or something. He's going to become a photographer or something like that.
What are you saying?
No, he went off to an island.
I don't know, something like that.
I never catch that part where he wants to go off and be a photograph or what. Where do you get that from, Kevin?
At the very end, whenever he's talking to Otacon in the after credits, you know, a little bit of voice dialogue, and Otacon asks him, has he given up smoking or something? But anyway, point being, who here thinks that Solid Snake should have definitely died at the end of 4, and who here thinks it's better that he didn't? Patrick, do you want to go first?
Yeah, okay. Personally, I think he should have died. Because when I heard the bullet and then it was like credits, I thought, it's like a cliffhanger, right? It leaves you thinking, like, did he or did he not? Then you watch the credits, you're just like, oh, okay, he just lives on, yeah, whatever.
Okay, so Donnie?
Sorry. I really think that he shouldn't have killed himself just in the actual game. I think, or you shouldn't have seen him die, rather. It would have just ruined the whole thing, I guess, if you saw him die.
Yeah, but not necessarily have seen him die, but do you think he should have been dead by the end of 4, even if you didn't see him die?
I think it's something that, just now that you're saying that, I tell you what they should have done. Do you know how, at the end, when he's talking to Big Boss and he's lying on her grave, on the boss's grave, I think at the end, if they had done like a slow transition from her grave to Big Boss's grave, to his grave, because you know how the boss's grave said, wasn't it like
here lies a true patriot or something?
Yeah, and then the next one could have been something, but then for like Snake, because you know how he was branded a terrorist after Shadow Moses, it could have said, here lies the body of a... it could have been something like, here lies the body of a patriot, here lies the body of like something like the best soldier. And then it could have been something like, here lies the body of a terrorist. You could have done something really quite clever with that. But either way, I still like the way Metal Gear Solid 4 ended.
Okay. So that's one count for him dying, one count for him not dying. Shoma?
Well, I think that the ending was good. I also liked it. It would have been more dramatic if he would have died, but I think if they would have shown that he is dying, they should have do it like, after he, lived few months and he, dies in some kind of way, but not shooting himself. But it would have been more dramatic if they would have show it. But still, I think this was good. And, this was a message from Hideo Kojima, I believe. Don't you guys believe that? I think it was a message from him that war is actually not so important. And, you have to live your life. Don't you guys think that this was some kind of a,
Yeah, you could say that, because it's like a Solid Snake who lived his entire life on the battlefield. Now at the very end, he's going on to live a normal life.
Yeah, and he did nothing, no difference with it, actually. Because as they tell it at the end, they say that, it will go on, a new evil guy will be born, and he will start the war all over again, so you can't really stop it forever.
Yeah.
So you have to enjoy what you have life.
Yeah, it really is kind of true, because if you think about it, we had our Hitler, and then we had, well, I mean, I'm saying it works for real life as well, what he was saying. We had our Hitler, then we had our Stalin, now we have our Gaddafi and our Bin Ladens of the world. Mm-hmm. So really what Kojima said really did make sense. You get rid of one guy and another guy takes over.
And we have also Calvin, so...
Oh, yeah, we have Calvin. Jesus, the Irish.
Sorry, Calvin.
No, don't worry.
Yeah. Ireland versus Wales. Coming live.
Indeed. But, okay. Ben, what did you think?
Just that it just needed to... I think it was more or less like a message. It was a message to everyone, to saying, like, everyone should, like, live in peace, and war would just be nothing more than just a government thing. That's what I think he was trying to say, that it's just like we all should stick together and help each other instead of being dicks and killing people for no reason.
But,
or naked dicks.
Oh, no.
For God's sake.
Now do you see what Andy was complaining about?
Man, Calvin, I was just normal. I was just normal in the last second.
It was my fault. There's going to be heavy evidence tomorrow.
Anyway. But Ben, do you think, just to answer the original question, do you think Solid Snake should have actually been dead at the end of, it should have been like, yes, Solid Snake is now dead? Or do you think it's fine the way it ended?
I think it needed to end where it ended, because it just made sense because I thought that they were thinking that if the game went abysmal and it didn't work out, that they could make another game throughout the time, so then you had the body of the Snake, because he's supposed to be a biological weapon, so if he killed himself, he'd be used anyway, so it probably, like, hiding it probably, if the move made sense, that Otacon took him away and killed Driven, and then he's the new the new guy selling weapons for a while, like hiding away, staying away from the war, so and the Patriots couldn't go after him, or something like that.
Perhaps. Shoma?
But if you guys think about it, it's kind of a paradox at the end, because in all the four games, you just go and kill people, and at the end, Kojima tells you that you shouldn't do that. So it's kind of interesting. In the whole game, you are killing, and that's what you're enjoying, the sneaking and the killing part, and then you reach the end, and then he tells you that you should live your life instead of doing that. So it's kind of an interesting paradox.
Yeah.
See, I can be normal.
Okay, yeah, that's very good. Very good. Donnie?
Just want to pick up on what you said there. It's like, do you know how... Oh, wait, there was... I can't remember which game it was, but there was one game where it says Kojima is God.
Peace Walker.
That's it. Right? And just exactly what you're saying there, right? you play the whole, the first time you play that game, you kill the majority of the soldiers. But then when you get to it, the end, he tells you to go, you know, like, relive your life, don't kill people, just stay away from all, live a normal life.
Hmm.
Then you start again, and the majority of people who do it the second time say, oh, I'll give it a try, no kills, no alerts.
Hmm.
Right. So I think what Kojima was going for there was like a religious outlook on, well, not a religious so much, but so much as a religious/moral outlook on it. That people who have done bad in their life should kind of reform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
And and also that, you know, war is not really important in life.
Yeah. If you're a soldier, you shouldn't be all like, oh, well, I enjoy the killing, you know, and all that shit. You shouldn't be a solid snake.
Precisely.
that
should be the new motto for the United States Army.
Yeah, and actually, a lot of soldiers go into war, you know, that they think they are dying for their country, and they a lot of times, you know, they don't actually know why they were dying for. They are much bigger things in the background, like the government and stuff. So it's horrible.
As tools of the government, what? As Grey Fox says.
There's a quote. There's a quote from like World War One. They used to tell soldiers, you know, die for your country, and it was kind of like I'm just trying to find it out. It was like Jus ex adorum. It was like Latin for die with honor for your country or something like that.
Strange. Well,
it's the kind of thing they shouldn't tell you to do. Just die for your country, kind of thing.
Well, they did say that war would be over, if it's the First World War you're talking about, that it would be over in, like, 2 weeks or something, so...
Yeah, they said it would be done by Christmas when it was, like, autumn. Yeah.
So, that's not good. Whilst you're looking for it, Ben, do you want to say something there?
That maybe, like, everyone, like, saying about, both soldiers can't have a mind, because, I'm just saying that soldiers in, like, World War, if you were... to like thinking it would ruin you. You have to think with no mind. You have to do. Ah, what the hell?
Did you just saw Ralph naked in your garden or what?
I'll be puking if I did that.
Ralph, you have been gravely insulted.
Oh my god, there's many people. Want to see me naked? Other than the
Calvin told me something.
Ben, what? Ben, do you want to
his dreams and
Ben, do you want to try and finish with yourself?
Before I go, the World War, like with Metal Gear, is a general thing that they are trying to. Kojima is trying to make Solid Snake a soldier in the beginning, and basically, he had no mind. He had to do what he was told. But in his mind, he didn't want to do it. He had to do it for. He was basically a pawn. That's what I'm trying to say. That the government used like soldiers like him and Liquid, you know, opposition. They like all brothers in arms, but really they're just pawns to be used and given the times. Basically, what the big boss said before. While she died in the beginning of number three.
Yeah. Okay.
See, there's just that.
This is it's all very profound what we're talking about here. We'll have to wrap it up soon, but Donnie, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was gonna say I found the quote. It was I don't really know how to pronounce it. It says "Dulce et decorum est pro patria mori." It means. It is Latin, and it means, of course, it is sweet and fitting to die for one's country, sweet and decorous, apparently.
Can you stick it in the Skype chat?
Yeah.
I see. That sounds pretty, yeah.
It's from, it doesn't matter. It was famously found out because it was written as some man's poem who was talking about gas attacks in World War One, because we were learning about it in history not long ago. Okay.
In France?
That's the quote itself.
Yes. I think it was French. I think it is. So I think I've heard of it before, because I had to go to France before. I've seen it somewhere.
Okay, well, I think... Oh, yes, Ralph, you there? Meant to,
yeah.
We're just asking everyone else. I don't think I asked you. Do you think it was right that Solid Snake didn't die at the end of 4, that we know he survived, or do you think it would have been better for the story if we had known that he was finally done, that his saga had ended?
If Snake had died at 4, I would have just said, fuck the series.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, Snake made the whole Metal Gear Solid series. If you killed him at the end, I would have just said, I'm not playing another Metal Gear game
ever. See, the thing was, to me, I always thought that he should have died. We should have known that he definitely died at the end of 4. Because it would have been sad, but that was the point. This was meant to be his last mission. He was supposed to be dead within 6 months anyway. So, but, you know, they...
Yeah, but... I would rather think, okay, well, he's alive and is going to die within 6 months rather than he is dead.
Fair enough. Also, just before we move on from this kind of section here, can anybody tell me just how exactly they think... Hang on a sec. Yeah, how exactly they think he didn't kill himself? Because if we recall, at the very end, you see him gun in his mouth, and then it drifts up, and then about 2 seconds later, you hear a gunshot. Now, how on earth could that have worked? Did he take the gun out of his mouth and then fire at the ground? Or did he fire it into his mouth but it didn't kill him somehow? Like, what? Does anybody know how that works?
Yeah. My idea is probably that Big Boss may have had a gun and he shot it and Snake was just like, wait, what? Didn't look over and it's him.
Perhaps. Anybody else have any suggestions?
The only thing I can suggest is that he'd literally just whip out of his mouth and fire it so he couldn't do it. Because if you remember, when Big Boss comes in, Snake pulls out the magazine and slips it back in. Now, if he already had a bullet in the chamber, he wouldn't have done that.
I can't remember exactly, but I thought he just took one bullet. That was the point. He unloaded the magazine and he put one bullet into the gun and then, you know, into his mouth.
Yeah, I know, but if he had just slipped the magazine in and then cocked it, a bullet would have come into the chamber anyway.
Well, I don't know.
So, in other words, he might have actually... cocked up and jammed it, and if he had had a bullet in the chamber anyway, I mean, it was unlikely, but it could have still happened.
I don't know. But, okay, so, does anybody, I think this could end, this here could end our discussion, or quite a long one now, almost an hour and a half.
Perfect way to end it is play that quote between Otacon and Snake at the end of Metal Gear Solid 4.
I will do. I can't do it now, because my Safari isn't working, but I'll edit it in afterwards, so I'll play it after the outro music. So, so I think this could do the end. Does anybody have anything just last they'd like to say about Snake? You know, this is the penultimate episode, and he is the main character of the games.
I thought there was three more. I thought there was, three separate episodes. Is this last one?
There's one more after this.
Well, then why did you say it was the penultimate episode?
Because penultimate means next to last.
Oh, crap. Okay, I'm sorry.
And I thought I can't talk English.
Oh, Donny. You made a mistake there.
Look, seriously, right, I'm half. Just leave.
Okay. So, do anybody have any last things to say about Snake? Do they think he is quite clearly the best video game character of all time? Anything like that?
Big Boss is better.
Any final thoughts on him?
Ghost is better.
Well, I actually don't know, but the way Kojima gave him to us, you know, through the video game, all the cutscenes and everything is just so good and Hollywood style, you know.
Yeah.
It's just that makes him the best, at least for me. If I remember, it is just really the best game.
He's certainly an icon of gaming. Ben, do you want to say something?
That Snake was basically, he had a story, but he wasn't so in your face as the main characters you get in today's games. He's basically, he came from next to nothing to an icon in gaming history in ways, because I think in my eyes that it made Kojima a lot more money than he'll ever make in a lifetime with Solid Snake alone. So with that, he was a good character. He had a story, he had something to go on, and you had a good ending in a way. So it was like a good horror kind of game. It had a good, it had like a cliffhanger that made you think, wow, he is like like a man, like he actually like someone real in real life. He didn't have have like an alternate ending. It just was there.
Okay.
It was weird.
So, Donnie, do you want to say what you have to say then?
Yeah, I was just going to say that I believe that personally, anyone who plays the Metal Gear Solid games, if you take away the killing, the guns, the military, I think everyone who plays Metal Gear Solid really wishes they could be the moral, high-standing person that Solid Snake is, or Big Boss, or what the whole CD stands for.
Mm.
Cut out the evil, you know, it's always the good against the evil, but in the end, it's like, you know, Solid Snake is, he's almost like the, well, not the perfect human being, but he's like the person you can relate to because he makes his mistakes, he does wrong things, but in the end, he does good things and he can be a good person.
Mm.
But in the end, it sometimes it takes him longer to make those choices than it would, and in the end, and sometimes he makes the wrong choices but still fixes them. And in the end, it's a bit like real life, the way Kojima made that game, and it was incredibly intelligent, like clever, the way Kojima made it. But I mean, maybe not all people see it that way.
Yeah, and of course, Solid Snake always was trying to save the world from a nuclear holocaust. So, yeah, basically. Okay, good to hear that. And Patrick, do you want to finish it off then?
Sure. Basically, Metal Gear's Solid Snake is a well laid out character. You know, he's well developed. He's cool, and I think, you know, just one of the best games because of him. You know, he makes the game.
Indeed. Yeah, what would it be without him? Well, it would be whatever Naked Snake makes it into, basically. But yeah.
Or Rising.
Indeed. Oh yes, Rising. Oof. Let's not go there. But yeah. So with these final thoughts, my final thoughts. Great character. He's truly always the good guy fighting for, you know, fighting for what's right and fighting for what needs to be done against the evil forces of, well, the Patriots and the overarching controlling puppet masters of the world. So yeah, always him against the world, always him being backstabbed and lied to by everyone else, but always still pulling through and doing what needs to be done. He's certainly a great character. So I think with that, this podcast comes to an end. I'd like to thank all my guests here, or co-hosts, Danny Bain returning, Ben Ford returning, Shoma Biro returning, Ralph Cardwell returning, and Patrick, say your last name again, I'm sorry.
Savickas.
Okay, just quick question, do you speak French, seeing as you're in Canada?
No, not many people do.
What? What? Okay, well, that I thought...
Bonjour.
Okay, anyway, so yes, so thank you very much, Patrick, for being on the show. Great having you. Do you think you can make it next week for the final MGS?
I'll try, but I get, disrupted a lot.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll try to make it. It was good having you. Great hearing from you. And, of course, great hearing from you all, Shoma, Ralph, Ben, and Donnie. This is it, I suppose. I'd just like to say, remember, guys, all listeners out there, if you want to be on, just email me and I'll tell you what my Skype name is. I'm not giving it out on the show because that could lead to all sorts of things. But just email me and I'll give you a Skype name and you're more than welcome to be on. And it'd be great to have you on the final show. Remember, we're talking about the Easter eggs of Metal Gear Solid 4. It should be a great show. Plenty of laughs, hopefully, if I can get my internet working. And, yeah, I hope more co-hosts can make it. Also, anybody who has contacted me before, I'm gonna try and email you every single day until Saturday to get you on the show, because I want as many people as possible on this final show. I want it to be a great one. So yeah, hopefully we'll have a crowded house. And yeah, suppose that's all for this week. Hope you enjoyed the show. And yeah, we'll see you next week for the last time. Say bye, guys.
See you guys.
Yeah, see ya.